membership sites. It can be a really confusing topic, I know. And if you're a member or have looked at the Visibility Lounge, you're probably wondering, well, I've been thinking about starting a membership site, but I'm just not sure what to do. So I thought in this episode, we would focus on how to do it without the stress and overwhelm and how to be able to do it in 90 days. So ready? Let's do it. This is the place to ask questions. This is the place to take notes. This is the place to learn strategy. Welcome to the Visible Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Lewis, and this is the podcast you'll love listening to week after week. After a history in Hollywood, I know what it takes to get visible. And as an entrepreneur, you don't have to keep feeling frustrated and trapped, not able to get yourself out there. Myself, my guests, and even my family are here to lift you up, guide you, and give you powerful ideas so that you can get your unique voice into the online space. Ready? Let's do it.
Action.
Okay, so the first thing I want to start chatting with you about is when you're planning to release a product, you also have to think about the marketing, obviously, right? And so what you want to do here is you want to make sure to have what I like to call a 90-day runway. A 90-day runway just means that you're giving plenty of time to promote, because as content creators, the thing that we struggle with the most is that we get the content ready to go, but we don't appropriately market it, right? So we want to make sure to give ourselves time and space so that we can spend a really great amount of time creating a powerful launch. So if you can sit down with your calendar and plan out 3 months worth of content, meaning your visibility vehicle, whether it's a blog, podcast, video, live streaming, summit, and plan your live streams and your emails, as well as your social media posts, you're going to have a much better chance of getting people's attention so that they will come into your membership, right? Obvious. So really important to do that. And here are three reasons why. Number one, you'll be depositing into that metaphorical online piggy bank before asking for a withdrawal. This means that you're going to be educating and entertaining people and helping them see that you are the expert in your niche so that they then want to invest with you, right? Number two, it's going to give the different social media platforms algorithm time to prioritize your content. And because you're going to be publishing a lot of it and getting engagement, they'll learn, hey, this is a good person, and in terms of the content you're releasing, and they will start prioritizing that in the newsfeed. Number three, you're going to have time to put some great introductory content into your membership. So there's a reason for new students to stay, right? You're not going to be able to put every single piece of content into your membership before you launch. It just doesn't work that way. I'm still putting stuff into mine, and I've had it for over 2 years. So those are the three reasons why it's important to leave a long runway. And if you're anything like me, I like to work smarter, not harder. So being able to optimize everything, schedule stuff out in advance with newsletters and content and social media posts so that I only have to show up for the live streams and the engagement on those posts, that is huge. At least it is for me. So for me, 90-day runway, give it at least that much time so that you can have a really great launch. Okay, so we cover the first thing, which is the 90-day runway. The second tip that I have for you is to use the most flawless system. Don't do what I've had some of my friends do, even myself starting a membership with ClickFunnels. It's messy, because if you have too many pieces in too many places, it leads to a headache. It leads to having to train a VA on multiple softwares. It leads to confusion or payment gateway problems or email list problems. It's just something can get frustrating. So in order to start a membership, remember that you're going to need these pieces. Number one, your website URL. Even if you host it on your page, you're still going to want to grab the website URL after checking, you know, that the trademark doesn't pre-exist, so that you can forward it to the sales page of your membership site. Number two, for some platforms, you're going to need a website host. I personally do not use software that uses a website host in that way, but if you're going to be using WordPress, that is what you're going to be looking at. Number three, you're going to need an email responder. which is obvious, build your email list and be able to communicate with your members. Huge. Number four, you're going to need a payment processor, Stripe, PayPal, some version of that, depending on where you live in the world. Number five, a sales page, like we talked about, got to get people into your membership. Number six, a video hosting service so that you can be able to put your videos into your membership site. A lot of people use Vimeo or YouTube. And last but not least, a software like Amazon to store your PDF downloads and workbooks. So I have tried multiple softwares for my membership site. Some of those is I did WordPress, I did Teachable, I did ClickFunnels. So obviously price differences with all of this depending on what you're going for. You might say, oh, well, I'm going to use Squarespace so I don't need a website host, but you will if you need WordPress. You may use Teachable, but that doesn't necessarily translate into the email list capabilities and functions that you want. You may use ClickFunnels, but then feel frustrated because you have to have multiple logins depending on the product that your student has bought. So for example, when I did it through ClickFunnels, they would have to keep the login for the membership and for each individual course. They were all different. What a pain, right? So I'm going to tell you what I use. You do not have to use it. But if you want an all-in-one software and you don't want to have to worry about it, then you may want to think about it. And that software is Kajabi. For me, I moved to Kajabi 2 years ago, and it's been one of the best decisions for my business. Everything is all in one place. So even if you want to be as bootstrapped as possible with your finances, just save the tech headache as much as you can, whether that's Kajabi or another all-in-one software, because it really does get frustrating when you go to have a launch like I did, where I had ConvertKit, SamKart, Squarespace, and all these different things. And so when I launched, one piece of the puzzle stopped working. So everything stopped working. That's what I want you to avoid, because it can be very, very frustrating. So with Kajabi, that hosts the membership site. Any other products they buy from me are all under one login. They have access to everything. Host my website, my blog, my email list, my automations, my funnels, my opt-ins, my affiliates, my quizzes. I'm trying to think if I'm missing anything. Oh, and my video hosting. They integrate with Wistia, which is one of the most high quality video hosting softwares there is. So I don't have to use Vimeo anymore. Don't have to use YouTube. And I can upload the video natively inside of Kajabi, which I really, really like. That is so valuable to me because it's there, it's safe, and it makes it easier for playback. You're not having to depend on bandwidth from other softwares. So really, really love it. Okay, so we've covered the 90-day runway. We've covered the all-in-one software. Now let's talk about automation and production. What actually goes into running a membership, and how can you make it more seamless so you can spend more time being creative, napping, feeding your ducks if you're me, whatever you want to do outside of having to be in the back end of your membership. So there's very simple ways that you can minimize you or your VA's workload and not have to worry so much about the back end. So the first advice I would give you is give your customers the ability to manage their own subscription. You can do this with Kajabi, so they can cancel their own membership. And what I like about that is that I have automations in place, so if they do cancel their membership, they automatically get an email saying, we're sorry to see you go, you know, please cancel your hot seat, da 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 da, and it will immediately revoke their access. The only thing my VA has to do is remove them from the Facebook community at the end of the month, which she checks that once a month. So that makes it very simple. You can also do automations for, like, when they join, that they're tagged, in my case, Visibility Lounge member, so when they cancel, that tag is removed. All those automations can happen in the back end. So that makes it very easy. Other thing you can do if you don't want to manage a Facebook community and you want to simplify even further, host your community on Kajabi. You can create it just like your membership product, and they can have all their chats and threads in there just like a Facebook group. It is more limited with live streaming and stuff, but if you just want it for the conversation, this is a great option. And especially since Kajabi has its own app, your students can access that on their mobile device as well to bring more interaction into that community. So in that case, if they were going to cancel, it could revoke their access to not only the membership, but the community at the end of the billing cycle, which, let's face it, is super handy. Okay, the other thing I'm going to tell you to do in terms of automations and production is to support your members when they join. Be sure that you are putting in the work to create a really great email sequence to welcome them, to say you're happy that they're there, to give them a tour of what's going to be going on in the membership and what they should do first. You can do all of this inside of your platform, especially if you're using Kajabi. So I make sure that they get immediately emailed, that they get the checklist for getting started. And as they go along in the course, I actually can send it so that when they finish a training, I send them an email and say like, congratulations for passing this, da 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 da. And what's really fun in Kajabi as well is you can do an assessment. So for example, at the end of one of my stages, I'll say like, take the stage one assessment. And it's a little quiz. And if they pass with 95% or higher, they get to see the second part of the membership, the guest star stage. And I have it in the back end so that it will let me know so I can send them a little gift for finishing the first stage. Fun stuff, right? Okay. The next tip I have for you with automation and production is to decide on your main content delivery. This is so you can plan ahead. Like I told you with the 90-day runway, we're all about automating and doing things in advance. So I recommend figuring out what you're going to be doing in terms of content delivery. Are you going to be doing it weekly or monthly? Be sure that you're able to name that training in advance and let your members know that it's coming, because that can be really, really exciting for them. So I usually say like, hey, I'm going to be dropping the Leading Role Stage workbook next week, and I'll create a little event in my community so they can count down and get excited about it. And if you want to be really smart, you can batch plan and record your trainings in advance and then just drip them out. So this is especially if you're starting a membership with no new content and it's pretty empty. Just get into a process of delivering something on a weekly basis until it has the flow that you want and the structure. Some memberships are structured so they're always releasing new content. Mine is more so just filling in this large blank of what needs to be covered and then coming in more for the weekly support. Making sense? Okay. So the fourth component I want you to think about is figuring out a live way to be present with your community. This is great because just releasing content isn't enough. Members want to see you, and there are not enough memberships out there where they get to actually connect with the creator. Usually the creator steps back, outsources everything, including the community, to their VA, and is hardly ever there. I don't like that format. I'm sure you don't either. So to keep your group alive, engaged, and totally excited about connecting with you, there needs to be some kind of a live component. So whether it's a monthly Zoom call, a hot seat, office hours, website reviews, whatever it is, just put it on the calendar and do it at least once a month so that you can, you know, spend some time with your members. And it doesn't have to be that much. If you're doing office hours once a week, maybe that's 30 minutes. Maybe you're doing a Zoom call once a month, it's an hour. So I really encourage you to take that into consideration, because that is the reason why people will stay in your membership, is for access to you and being able to connect. So let's talk about if you're doing like an hour long monthly coaching call. And then if you don't start with a VA and you're doing it yourself, you're probably spending 2 to 4 hours monthly planning posts, engaging, you know, delivering your content. And what that means is that you're going to be spending about 5 to 10 hours a month on your membership. And that's what's really exciting, is you can start to see how this becomes really beneficial to your business structure and your profitability without changing your time investment. Of course, you're going to be doing stuff like marketing and ultimately hiring an ads person and stuff, but you can see overall, this will really start minimizing your time. And when you're done uploading your content and you're just engaging and getting on calls with people, then it goes down from there even further. So it's a really, really cool system. So to recap, there's 3 strategies that you can use to launch your membership site relatively easily and stress-free. And that is to build your 90-day runway, to use the most flawless system that's all in one, and to automate and produce your content and engagement, aside from the live component. I hope that this has been helpful in giving you some ideas. And what I would really love to encourage you to do next is to take my class on launching your membership site. I will actually take you behind the scenes of Kajabi and show you how to do it. And you can take that at visibilityvixen.com/streamline. You will get a bonus that I normally cannot offer to the public if you take that class. So I highly recommend that you do that. I will drop that in the links below, and that'll just walk you through looking at all the possible softwares, what Kajabi does, so you can make an educated decision and then know from inside the video how to build out your membership. So I'd love to see you there. Otherwise, thanks for being a part of this episode. I hope that you've enjoyed it. And if you are thinking about launching your membership, I'm wishing you the best of luck. Keep me updated on Instagram or inside the Facebook group In the Visible Entrepreneur. In the meantime, I will see you in the next episode. I hope you loved this episode as much as I did. Now, we're all about building a tribe here at The Visible Entrepreneur, so be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and then head on over to the Facebook group. It's a great place where you can practice your video, live stream, and really enjoy the community that we have built. In the meantime, I'll see you in the next episode. Now, get out there and get more visible.
That's a wrap.